I'm glad we've got a few minutes to tip you off about a dance event that is happening in Cape Town next week. It is a piece responding to climate change, and it's using multiple media, not just the dancers on the stage, to explore the future possibilities for our planet. Now, the production in question is called Our Mother the Earth, Where Will Our Children Play? It's going to be staged at the Artscape by the Spondaba Dance Company. And I have with me on the line their spokesperson, Paula Kelly. Paula, so glad we managed to find time to speak to you. Welcome to the show.
I'm so pleased and thank you so much. I'm so excited to share more about the production with your listeners.
Before we do that, Paula, won't you just briefly tell us a bit more about the company itself? For those who don't know the story of the Spondaba Dance Company, who are you? How old are you? What should we know about you?
Pepper, we're 3 years old, but it's actually run by three directors who are very, very, very experienced. Artistic director, Sponikalisa Ndaba, who's been in the industry for about 30 years.
Yeah.
She was a stalwart of jazz art. She is the choreographer as well. And then there's Jennifer van Papendorp, who was head of the, who started all the, in fact, arts production, arts programs in the schools. And then there was also me. I was with Ballet Theatre African mm-hmm. in Johannesburg for a long time and also worked at Monte Cassino at the Teatro. So we've all had lots of experience, many, many years.
And you're doing amazing things with it, dealing with very topical issues. Paula, you know, when people think about a dance production, a lot of people will think, first of all, of an old-fashioned classical ballet piece and think centuries back. Here we are talking about cutting-edge dance that incorporates modern and different and African styles and that deals with very, very modern issues. You've done this before. I know your previous work, Our Oceans, Our Future, also had an environmental theme. It's obviously something that your team feels very passionate about, that you've created a second piece with this sort of green theme. Tell us a little bit more about what inspired the new work.
Well, Pippa, it was, of course, the first one was very, very well received and everybody said how it was most welcome, it was most timeous, it had to be said. And now I went to a conference on climate change, the gathering, yes. Earth Edition, fantastic. And that's actually what inspired. You said, well, we've done the ocean, please let's now go onto the earth. And I found a beautiful poem called Our Mother, the Earth. Beautiful by an elder of the Red Indian tribe.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And we based, but we also did a lot of research. The dancers have loved the research. Everybody has enjoyed the research. And I think the thing I wanted to impart is that Sponikalisa is fantastic at telling a story. So it is not, you know, what I felt from the conference, it was quite dry, but this, she wants you to actually feel and get emotional and get involved. So she's got a whole scene where they're crossing the Limpopo River on top of each other. And, you know, it's for you to get emotionally involved. And it's not just a bland story about climate change. Yes.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, Paula, I know it incorporates dance and song and spoken word poetry and video elements, so a real multimedia approach. A lot of people will want to know about the music backing the piece. What can you tell us?
Well, the music is sources. Each, I know there's 17 different pieces of music wow. that have been sourced. So it's to make sure everything fits with everything else. And she's woven the story and the transition just. We're starting from the beginning because a lot of people know climate change, but they know the buzzwords, but they don't know why it's happened and what the words mean and what we can do about it. So that's really, we're trying in the story to tell it like that.
Paula, I hope Cape Talk audience members are going to come along and support this. It sounds like an absolutely incredible production. Now, you have a run on Wednesday and Thursday of next week at the Artscape. Won't you tell us a little bit more about when the shows are and all the ticketing details, please?
Thank you, Pippa. The Wednesday show is on 20th of March, 11 o'clock. A lot of the schools have been booking for that. It's very much something that they feel is important.
Yeah.
And the other one is at 6 o'clock. The Wednesday on the 20th of March, and the Thursday is on the 21st of March at 2 o'clock and at 6 o'clock. And remember, the Thursday is Human Rights Day. So it's a wonderful, it's very, very topical. Tickets can be bought through web tickets and through the Artscape dial a seat line.
Paula Kelly, thank you so much. Ticketing prices, by the way, 120 Rand for general admission, 60 Rand for seniors, students and youth. And then there is a group rate of 30 Rand if you're a group of 10 Rand or 10 or more if you'd like to make a school booking. That Wednesday morning, the last day of the school term for many schools. What a fabulous way to end the term by taking your classes to the Artscape Theatre. Paula Kelly, you were listening to there, of the Spondaba Dance Company. If you'd like to read up more about their story, it's spelled S-B-O-N-D-A-B-A Dance. Sibondaba Dance. And the website is sibondabadance.co.za. Performances Wednesday the 20th of March and Thursday the 21st, which is the Human Rights Day public holiday.